Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. The Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the country's three main political parties have been hit by a sophisticated cyber attack on their computer networks. He said Australia's security agencies believed an unnamed foreign government was behind the attacks.
Members will be aware that the Australian Cyber Security Centre recently identified a malicious intrusion into the Australian Parliament House computer network. During the course of this work, we also became aware that the networks of some political parties, Liberal, Labor and Nationals, have also been affected.
Mr. Morrison did not reveal what information had been accessed, but he said there was no evidence of electoral interference. At least four Indian soldiers and two suspected separatist rebels have been killed in a gunfight in disputed Kashmir. The clash happened in Pulwama district, where there'd been a suicide attack last week, Sangeeta Maiskar reports.
It was in the early hours of this morning that soldiers and security police sealed off a village in the district of Pulwama. Security forces say they fired warning shots into the air when militants immediately fired back. Villages in the area have been the focus of intense searches throughout the weekend as Indian forces attempt to isolate members of the militant group Jaish-e-Mohammed, who claimed responsibility for last week's suicide bombing. Since then, India has attempted to have Pakistan isolated diplomatically by appealing to its international allies to cut all ties.
Trade talks between Britain and Japan are reported to have soured after Japanese officials received a letter from their British counterparts urging them to speed up negotiations. The Financial Times newspaper says the officials were dismayed at the wording, which said that Britain was committed to speed and flexibility and hoped that Japan was too. They are said to have interpreted this as an accusation that Tokyo was dragging its feet. A British parliamentary committee has called for a compulsory code of ethics to regulate Facebook and other big social media companies to help limit fake news and other harmful content. It said this should be overseen by an independent regulator and funded by a levy on tech companies. The committee's report into fake news and disinformation was particularly scathing towards Facebook, accusing it of intentionally violating data privacy and anti-competition laws. The Mexican president Andrés Manuel López Obrador has announced plans to shut down an island prison complex in the Pacific Ocean. The penal colony in the Marías Islands was founded more than a century ago to house Mexico's most dangerous convicts. It's now expected to be developed for tourism. That's the latest BBC News.